Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Good day, everybody, and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today by Mr. Wild and Out himself, Elgin David.
Yes, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Good. What's up, man? But we're back from last night's holiday improv party.
Yes.
Right?
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was fun. Good time seeing everybody. And
yeah, you got to see old faces. I put on, like, old faces and new faces.
Yeah. It was fun.
You know? Yeah, I will say this year there's a lot of newer, younger comics. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, there were some people definitely that I didn't know, but at the same time, good to meet them, and then good to see a lot of familiar faces. A lot of people came back from out of town.
And they actually said they actually listened to our show.
And that was cool.
Right, a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys and gals. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's here in the studio. It's Tuesday. And, you know, when it comes to, like, real work, I'm basically going to start being on vacation. So I'm excited.
Nice.
That, you know, I don't have to worry about. But that's a joke, because for my job, I have to wake up and watch the news every day anyway. It's not like I can take a break.
Yeah, you have to keep up with it regardless.
Yeah. Anything.
Right.
So it's really never a holiday, you know, mentally. A family member or a client family member passed away at the age of 100. And, you know, the guy was always happy and smiling. And he always says, no stress. No stress. You know. I think he said, don't wear a dress. No stress.
Right. No stress.
No stress. And the guy was always smiling and happy, 100 years old.
Right.
I stress about so much shit, I should have died yesterday.
Yikes.
Don't you know what I mean? You're carefree. Look at you. You got a fucking, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page on Facebook and see Elgin's new do.
Yeah, I'm pretty carefree, man. I do what I want to do, say what I want to say, live how I want to live. That's MC Hammer, but I do look kind
of like... Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go with that look. You know, the nice streak through the middle of blonde.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, I'm working on a project right now where it somewhat requires my hair to look a certain way.
Yeah.
So...
Like odd.
Yeah, well, not necessarily odd, just kind of just like flashy and poppy. And
Nice. It's, you know.
So, yeah.
I saw it, you know, when you actually pulled up to Danger Studios. I was taking a dump over in the bathroom, which has a nice little window.
Just in case you guys needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, listen, we're honest here.
It was funny. I roll up, and then I hear a voice coming from the front of the house. And I'm like, I'm looking, and I hear the voice, and I see a little tiny window. And I guess that's your bathroom window?
Yeah, so master bedroom.
Yelling out to me.
Hey, dude.
Taking a dump.
Yeah.
So you saw me through the window too?
Yeah, I saw you pull up.
You saw the hair through the window?
Yeah, of course. How can I miss it? Yeah. Anyway, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page on Facebook or on Twitter. We'll post the photos today. But anyway, like I said, we went to the party last night, and, you know, like, you know, it was a little low key. You know, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, what is there to expect anyway? I mean, as a comic, you should be happy that free food, the meatballs were great, you know, the pasta, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Food, you know, I was trying to enjoy the pretzel and the dip until you guys informed me.
Well, okay, yes, we saw the cheese dip, and just unfortunately, there was like one or two little fruit flies, I guess.
Right.
And kind of settled on the bowl. Boom. And then someone mixed them in.
No.
Yeah. Someone took the ladle, and we just happened to be sitting.
Was it me? I did that when I did it, when I went up to, you know, stirred it.
You know, yeah, because usually that's what you do. Right. When a cheese sauce has been sitting for a long time or something, you walk up to it, you stir it, and then you take it. Someone stirred in the little flies.
Oh.
Because, you know, I wanted to get some of that pretzel, too, and the cheese sauce.
Yeah,
it
was
good.
Great. It now, I'm just wondering if this happened before or after I got my dip.
I don't know.
Damn. Well, I hope I don't turn into a fruit fly.
But hey, come on, baby. Suppo. Need some dick.
I'm a fruit fly.
We get it.
Yeah. But, you know, listen, I was happy to see, I haven't seen Tim Hanlon. He was there.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know,
very good to see him
out of L.A. If you're ever in a comic, follow him at Tim from the 70s. He's got like 9,000. He's growing like nuts on Twitter. He's funny as fuck. His little, you know, Twitter's made for a guy like Tim.
Absolutely,
Tim Hanlon. Got to see him.
Yeah,
haven't seen Will Watkins in a long time.
Very long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Got another flaw. So you know, there's people. You know that it's good that people come together.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was cool. Yeah. And the drinks were good and they were flowing steadily.
That's right.
And we were having fun.
My wife tried the Clamato beer.
Yeah, what is
that?
I
didn't want her to stand next to me when she was drinking. I'm like, look, it's embarrassing. Go stand over there and drink
who's, it. Okay. Clamato.
Yeah.
That probably makes your breath stink. And I don't get it.
You know, my wife, now you're an engaged man, so my wife says, here, try it. Now I was like, all right, listen, if I say no, she's going to, you know, this is going to be an ordeal. So I tried it, and, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm drinking beer or having soup.
So it's like gazpacho.
Tastes like your fucking tomato soup.
And it has liquor in it?
Well, there was some carbonation.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't
Clamato beer. That's the only thing, you know.
Yeah, I was drinking that rum punch.
I was like, hey, I'm a real man. Give me the Ultra. Give me the Michelob Ultra.
That's you were drinking beers?
Well, I tried that the Christmas ale shit, but that was a little like, you know, somebody made it in their basement somewhere.
No, I was drinking the Hunch Punch. That's what you're talking about?
No, not the mixed. Yeah, the punch.
Because that's what I was drinking.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple glasses of that at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Because there was no more beer, but there was, you know, food and it was good. And and there was another, you know, it seems like there's a tradition. I think a couple of years ago, several of the lady comics, female comics, put together some sort of routine, you know, to be entertaining and stuff.
Yeah. They get up on stage and
they sing
do
a song.
They do a number.
And not to be another attempt this year by the ladies.
They did it.
And
that was fun to watch.
Yeah, I didn't understand any words. I mean, I don't know what the words were. And they had the paper in their hand. I said, maybe they should have handed out some to everybody. We all could have sang along.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't we all just sing along with this one? I don't know. Listen, this is kind of... all right, if you're at a holiday party, like let's say... what could I have done? Anything to make it... Because somebody said to me when they went to the party, like, and there's a few surprises. And I thought the surprises were seeing, you know, Tim Hanlon and... You know,
yeah, that was awesome.
And Miguel, local comedian with a fucking puppet, walking around putting on he puts his puppet on my shoulder, and I don't hear him saying anything, but I see the puppet speaking, and I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Hey, that's funny, you know. And he's still on my shoulder with a puppet,
but he made that puppet.
Yeah.
No, he did. He made it.
I know. He went to some class, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I saw him making it. He was posting all the steps on
Facebook. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, putting. Now, if you were going to make a puppet, what would it look like?
I don't know, man. You know what? I want to make a puppet now.
Yeah?
Looks like something fun to do.
I saw something on Facebook that was pretty cool. The guy had a puppet that looked like a skull slash, and he had, you know, Welcome to the Jungle playing and a little speaker.
Yeah.
And he was like mimicking, like puppeting him, like the fucking Slash playing the guitar.
My favorite little puppets are, okay, remember the show or... Wienerville and the guy Mark Wiener, and he had that little puppet Rocco, and it was a little puppet that was on his hand and he used to kick him. It's the funniest little puppet ever.
Marcel Marceau, the old guy, said, all right, he used his hand. He put fucking lipstick on his hand, a wig on the top of his hand. He goes, how are you doing? I'm okay. I'm all right. You know?
Yeah.
Look at the women over there. I went to kiss her.
Okay, I got another one. Syphil and Ollie.
Yeah.
Were two socks. It was a show on MTV called Syphil and Ollie. It was hilarious.
I have, we talked about puppets. I have my old man Chinese guy puppet.
Yeah, and I have a little black guy puppet with like a do-rag. And
we're putting our minds together here. We're gonna be putting together some videos. They're gonna be pretty fucking hilarious. And then, but you know, I think we should do something with our puppets because I got like this old Chinese guy, bald guy, like in a Bruce Lee, like, you know, blue, you know, monkey knot outfit. You know, looks like, and he's got a long beard and everything.
Yeah,
we bought him at Epcot at when we went to a Food and Wine Festival.
Okay,
and we're wasted. And I'm sitting there near a gift shop with the fucking puppet. I'm like, hey, you come over here and buy something. Don't be so cheap. Hey, you got money. I'm fucking, people are coming. I got like $20 in tips.
Yeah.
Until the guy from Disney came over and go, what you got going over here? I'm like, I'm talking to the puppet. I'm looking at it with the puppet. I go, why you ask so many questions? Why don't you step away? You're really messing my business up.
Puppets, my dad used to do puppets all the time. Yeah, he was really good at it too. And I think that's where I got that puppet from. My dad gave it to me.
Yeah. Well, I think we're gonna do some, you know, some videos with the puppets.
Do some puppet shows?
Yeah, why not? You That'd know what be I mean? Funny. It's a lot cheaper than trying to get like a cartoon guy. You're an artist to cut us a cartoon.
True.
Ah, well, that was that was interesting.
The puppets, yeah.
But it was fun, and if anything, it's good to see. But then you have awkward moments. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's just people you don't know, or you don't know them or whatever. And then, like, when do you hug? Like, you know what I mean? Like you could tell, like, sometimes you see people, you hug people, and there's other people you don't hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that usually comes natural. But then you have that moment where somebody thinks they should be getting a hug and they're like, I'm really not on the hug thing.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean? It's like awkward.
It's almost, there's an evolution in social greetings. It starts with the handshake, and that can go wrong if someone goes like this, another person goes for the fist bump.
Yeah, it's 50-50 at this right? point.
And then it's that same feeling, but it's to another level now, because now it's a hug. It's more intimate. Right. And you're right, because some people, they give you that, they put their arms out, and you're not ready for that. And then they're like, and they feel weird.
And then you're awkward. And then not only that, then you don't know, there's a hug and a kiss, like on the cheek. You know,
right.
And you're like, and then you all right, I'll go with the hug. And then you think you get a missed signal.
That happened
like
to
they're
me.
Like they want to kiss you, and you're like kissing. And all of a sudden, you could see in the corner of your eye, they're going, oh, fuck. You know,
right.
They don't look, oh, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to stop now. Sorry about that.
Well, is that weird to always go in for the kiss?
It is weird if somebody always does it.
Yeah, if like every time you see somebody, you know, you kind of say hi.
Well, like any of my wife's friends.
Yeah.
Every time I see them, we get a hug and a kiss. Like your fiance, when I see her, I hug and kiss her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, I'm sure. For, yeah. You know,
Peter, you know, Peter disappears for 5.
Yeah, Peter has a few other things in mind.
Shout out to Peter. He's not here today.
He's out.
We didn't even mention him. Wow.
Yeah.
But he's not here today.
Yeah, we're on a nice roll there. But no, Peter's he's doing a dad. He's got dad responsibilities.
Of course.
You know?
He has to do his thing, man. We miss him. Just shout out to
He'll
Peter.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
But those are awkward moments always in the holidays and, you know, these things that happen.
Right.
And, well, listen, I'm excited. I'm excited because, number one, like I said, I'm on a little vacation. You know, this and that. All the shopping's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time to maybe try to relax. No stress.
Yeah, just have no stress, man. Sit back, relax, chill out.
No stress. You know?
Jump in your pool, even though it's kind of cold right now.
Yeah, it's too cold. That's why you can tell I didn't really clean it much. I'm like, I was going to clean the pool when I got back from Ohio. I'm like, well, no one's going in it.
But it's crazy how cold it is, even though it's really pretty hot out during the day.
Yeah, Florida's hot.
It's hot right now.
You know, I'm saying it was amazing. One night I'm at 5 degrees, and next night I'm at like 95 degrees.
Yeah, it was 79 degrees today.
Yeah, it was hot.
80 degrees. It was hot.
It's terrible. Anybody want to the only good thing about it, we talked a little bit about yesterday with John, but I'd much rather, if it's hot out, go into a place that has air conditioning than it be cold out and go into some place that has the heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my buddy is he does customer relations at a hotel up in New Hampshire.
Right.
And it was so bad up there. They had to give him a room and let him stay at the hotel overnight because they wouldn't let the employees leave.
Right.
It was so bad outside. It was like negative one or something.
Yeah.
And we're over here. It's so hot.
Yeah. We're walking, you know. You go to get the mail, you come back sweaty.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Anyway,
and, no. And just for, you know, one more thing. We're the only state of all the states that has this heat. Even Texas, California is down in the 50s.
If somebody posted that also on Facebook, it's like the whole state's blue and we're like, you know, I'm Mr. Heat Miser, I'm Mr. Sun.
Ugh.
It's fucking like, it's like the Florida looks like just like a dick with a big herpy.
Oh my God.
It's just too hot. Well, that's a good thing about flight and being able to get on an airplane. You know, maybe you could change up the scenery. And like, I'm going to be back in, I'm going to be in Maryland in January, so I imagine it's going to be cold. Then Pipes Stem, West Virginia, at the Comedy Zone there on the 20th of January. But come to the Rocky Gap Casino January 19th. Our good friend John Levine will be my opening act.
Awesome.
Mr. South Florida Fair.
Yeah, that's
John
awesome.
John Levine.
He has
Mr. South Florida Fair.
That promo's running right now. Pretty cool.
All right, so you have a new video game that, you know, the Mario guy.
Yeah.
He's back. Now, you showed me the game. This is basically Mario Brothers. Is he going to get the princess?
He's going to get the princess. Mm. It's a Super Mario Run, and you run. That's all you do. You run, jump,
kill Goombas. So it's a new name for the same game.
Well, it's basically the first Nintendo game ever to be on the cell phone or Android market. They were, for a long time, avoiding going to the handheld devices. This is the very first.
Now, is that a free game?
It's free for the first three levels, and then you pay for the rest of the game. But there's no other in-game purchases or anything like that. You buy the game.
Right.
Then you can play it.
Well, some games are like that. By the way, I don't play many. That's it. When I lost my Clash of the Clans, and I lost my Boom Beach.
You lost them?
They're gone.
What happened to them?
I never told you this.
No.
I played on that free tablet that cost us $6 a month on
right.
Sprint.
Okay.
to play, and I had Clash of the Clans, and I was up there. I had a decent, you know, fort and everything, a certain level, and I had dragons. I was trying to get my dragon stronger, and I was about to get the bow, the crossbow to defend. I was ready to go, man. I had, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you know, it goes, okay, you got to update, you know, there's a new version. And I click on there. It says you don't have enough space. So I've uninstalled it because I've done that in the past, and it went back.
Yeah.
But somehow some sort of memory bit or whatever
right.
was gone.
Yeah.
And I come back and I'm fucking sitting there with this little fort in the middle of nothing.
Oh my God. It's like the beginner fort.
Yeah.
The level
one. And I'm
one.
Like, whoa. And I reached out to the game. I'm like, hey, man, I'm like, well, unless you could show proof that you bought this or that. I'm like, ah, proof. What, you know, again, with the receipts.
Yeah.
Fucking receipts.
The printouts inside of the tablet.
Yeah. I can't get on the fucking game. Do you think I'm going to be able to, you know, pull up receipts, you dope?
That's so funny.
Lost everything. And then, you know, dude, believe me, I was like, oh, you know, I can almost hear my villagers going, where are you? Help us. We're being attacked. You know what I mean?
You just left them there.
I left them. Just fucking walked away like a bad dad. Enough of this shit.
We have no crossbow. You were almost there.
You left us helpless. With all these fucking dragons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Beach.
That's you yelling at the fucking the customer service.
Yeah.
But my villagers.
Should have done it. There you go. And I have a whole fucking village I'm trying to protect.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just a game,
it's
sir.
It's not a game.
But I almost had the crossbow.
Yeah.
Well, can you? Okay, don't. Give me the game back. Could you at least just give them the crossbow?
Can I send a message to them?
Just one last
yes.
message to my people.
You know what? I just spent all that money on that fucking wall.
Oh, that's so funny.
I upgraded the whole fucking outer perimeter. Man.
I just changed it from dirt to stone.
Yeah.
And I was about to go to iron.
Yeah, I finally got the fucking crystal looking walls.
I was playing one of those games too for a while. Forge of Empires. You always see it on TV. Go to FOE.com. Forge
of Empires. We're going to take a break in a minute, but you know, here's what I want to ask you. Yeah. I don't know if we ever talked about this. You know, Mobile Strike, right? The one that and I've seen it. I don't really care for it. I
downloaded it.
And one of my things that comes up, and you have to play it to get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna, you know, now the commercials, you know, the big fat chicks. What was the deal with it? Like, in other words, everybody's seen these commercials where these real voluptuous, big, oversized women in bikinis.
Okay. They were doing that for another one. It was, I forget the model's name, but.
And you know what I mean? And it was just like, I you know what I mean? It was like awkward. It's really awkward. It's really an awkward one when you're sitting there watching in your TV with your wife. You know what I mean? And she's sitting there looking, and you're watching the commercial, and she's like, why are you looking? I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you looking at it? You know, this is the fucking stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Or, you know what I mean? These huge women, hot, like, you know.
Voluptuous women.
Voluptuous.
Like good looking.
Like the kind of women that, like, you know, you're fucked up. You know, you go into your car after a night, and she walks over and goes, oh, hot. You know, wow.
What?
Hey.
I don't share that same sentiment because I think that they're pretty hot.
You're like, yeah. I mean, maybe it is something that, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, you know, look at her, I'll bang her anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, you know, some of them women, I don't know, but they're big.
I think all women are gorgeous.
You know, yeah, you're.
I am a fan of all women, but I have one in mind.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
You know,
yeah,
my fiance. I got
it. It was fun hanging together. She occupied my wife.
Yeah.
Or it's my wife, and they were hanging out for a while, which gave us the time to kind of walk around.
Yeah, walk around.
And do our networking.
Of course.
At the holiday
say
party.
Say what's up, chill with some people you haven't seen in a while.
The holiday party.
It was super cool.
Yeah. Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
I am here.
And we'll come back with segment two with some stories you should know about right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullo with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Little Cheap Trick who got... Hold on. Screwed out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, I understand.
Did they really?
I think that's what I read.
That sucks.
But Tupac Shakur is in there.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, Donna Summer and people that, you know, really mean rock and roll.
That's really cool.
Anyway, so anyway, welcome back to the show. And segment two, we talk about stories that you should know about. You know, that you heard, we all, you know, I don't, it seems like it's really not being talked about much, but the terrorist attack in Germany where the guy in the semi went through
the Christmas parade or
12,
something.
14 people dead, you know, 30 others injured. You know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to, at this point, what are you going to do? You got to live your life. You know, these things are going to happen. You know, England now is concerned. I think there's chatter that might be something in England, but, you know.
Really?
And then they tell you, see something, say something. But then, you know, you see something, say something, and then some person sues you because, you know, you racially, you know.
Profile them.
I guess you got to really be. You really got to make sure.
When
you
see something, you got to be sure what it is.
Yeah, and if you see a guy in a white robe with a fucking, you know, like a Saudi guy with a bomb in his hand, it looks like he's in a cartoon from, you know, from fucking Bugs Bunny. That's you're probably being set up. It's probably really not, you know, really a terrorist.
Yeah, it's probably just a guy holding like.
Yeah, like, and his friends filming it to watch you come up and.
He could be holding a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, coming from the store.
Possibly.
Terrible, Dougie.
Anyway, so, you know, that's tragic. I thought it was kind of funny that Bill Clinton and Trump are getting into it a little bit.
What do you mean getting into it?
Bill like, Clinton basically said that, you know, Donald Trump really knows how to rally up angry white men. You know, think about that comment for a second. Like, what if somebody said this person can really rally up angry black men? Yeah, that would be like, it'd kind of be a fucked up statement, right?
Right.
But Bill Clinton, you know, you think he's, you know, he's a Rhodes Scholar and Oxford's, you know, college, all this shit, and, you know, real smart guy. And then he goes and says something that's actually a racist comment.
It is.
Wouldn't you think? I mean, you're a pretty young guy and, you know, more, you know, open in that sense. Does that kind of strike you that way?
Yeah, I don't think it's cool.
Yeah. You know? The Electoral College announced Trump is your winner. Official.
Yep.
So if you're still complaining and bellyaching about it, listen, you might as well start picketing to try to bring Radio Shack back.
Radio Shack is back.
No, they're gone.
They're back.
They're all out of, all the stores are going out of business.
Are they?
Speaking of music, by the way, here's a story that I think as a musician you'll enjoy. You know Richard Marx?
Yes.
Right? My wife loved his music when we met, and I put a thing together, a CD for her. Richard Marx subdues crazed passenger on his flight while his wife, Daisy Fuentes, remember Daisy Fuentes?
Yes, of course.
Documents the whole thing.
Wow. There's a video?
Yeah. What were some of his songs that he sang? And he's like, imagine while he's grabbing the guy, he's like, I will love you.
What the hell is forever. This song? So I got to look it up.
Yeah. Hold on to the nights. And the crazy airline passenger who suddenly started attacking people on your flight. 80s heartthrob Richard Marx, now 53, may be known for singing love songs, but he fearlessly jumped to subdue an apparently crazed passenger aboard flight from Hanoi, Vietnam, to Seoul, South Korea. He was traveling with his wife, Daisy Fuentes, who still looks pretty good, by the way.
Of course, man, Daisy Fuentes has always been beautiful.
Was she in Miami, right? Didn't she? Like, I remember they were doing stuff out here in Miami.
Well,
early MTV days.
They had Club MTV and all that. Yeah.
Yes, they are married, by the way. A guy sitting in the next row from us got crazy and started attacking the flight attendants and passengers, she said. When he started pushing female staff and pulling them by the hair, Richard Marx, you know, my man, was the first to help subdue him.
She said, you know, my man.
I just, you know.
Okay. Go ahead.
But it was an Asian dude, by the way, who looked like he looked like a thin, young Asian John Levine.
Here, keep reading the story, and I'm going to turn up some little Richard Marx music in the background, just for ambiance.
The brunette was made a fortune. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Tell the story again.
This is how he...
My man. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah. Guy sitting in the next row from us got crazy and started attacking the flight attendants and passengers when he started pushing the female staff, pulling their hair. That's when at the Richard Marx
pulled out his keyboard
and started playing this song.
Started singing this.
Oceans apart.
Stop it! Don't! Stop it!
Okay, I'll calm down now. Please just stop playing.
Don't sing anymore. Oh God, this song sucks. Oh, I give up. Please, anything but this. Turn it off.
Oh my God. So what did he do? He put him in like a UFC like chokehold or something?
It's weird how this story clips through here. Subdue him. The brunette, who has made a fortune off her clothing line in Kohl's. That's why I did a little plug there about her clothing. This went on for hours. I feel horrible for the abuse the staff had to endure, but no one was prepared for this. They never fully got control of him. They didn't know how to use the taser, and they didn't know how to secure the rope around him.
Oh, boy.
He kept getting loose.
He's so sneaky.
Turn the music back on. He's getting up again. No. I got to get off this plane. Stop it. Oh.
Every time you escape, wherever you go, whatever you do.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Stop it.
Every time you escape.
Even if
whenever
I...
you escape, I will be right here
standing behind you.
Oh, my God.
She promised to post a video from the fight, or from the flight, shared a collage of photos, which watching it's kind of interesting. The guy's a little thin Asian dude.
That's funny.
And I guess Richard Marx doesn't know how to tie a knot. And there's an Asian flight attendant who's holding a taser gun.
Right.
She didn't know how to pull the trigger.
Oh, wow. So is there an actual video or just photos?
Just photos funny. At the moment. Okay. But Daisy's saying she'll get right on it.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. This was national news. A Florida Uber driver shoots and kills a would-be robber.
I know.
Don't fuck with an Uber driver. If you're going to rob somebody, rob a Lyft guy. Those guys are pussies. Actually, they're the same people.
Oh, my God.
All joking aside. I used Lyft when I was in Ohio because American Express had this special thing, so you get a discount.
Okay.
You always get nervous when you're in a place that's snowing if somebody's going to pick you up. Florida Uber driver shoots, kills armed would-be robber. Florida Uber driver shot and killed a man who was apparently attempting to rob him at gunpoint, according to the police, which means the driver was carrying a firearm even in spite of Uber's blanket ban of guns. See, that's like if you work at a bank and you stop a robbery, you get fired.
Really?
Yeah. You can't be a hero when you work at a bank.
Because it's not your money anyway.
That's right. Because if you do anything that causes the injury of anybody else, the bank gets sued and you're working at Tom McCann's shoe store the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
According to the Miami area news station Local 10 CBS, the Uber driver, who appears to have been driving a black Toyota Corolla, was crossing the William Lehman Causeway in Aventura while carrying a passenger to the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport on Sunday morning when the incident occurred just before 6 a.m. A gray Dodge Caravan reportedly cut off the Uber, carrying two guns, climbed out of the driver's side of the van, pointed them at the Uber driver, and demanded items from him, Sergeant Chris Garantis of the Aventura Police Department said. However, the apparent would-be criminal was in for a surprise. The Uber driver, let's call him Jack Bauer, Uber driver, accordingly, was legally carrying a firearm on his own. He reportedly fired four shots at the dual-wielding robber, killing him. It's pretty exciting.
That's pretty crazy.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel bad for the guy who was trying to rob the Uber guy?
Absolutely not.
All right.
He asked for it.
That's it.
He asked for it. What are you going
to
do?
But you're not, Uber guys aren't supposed to be carrying guns. But if I ever worked for Uber, trust me, I'd be carrying my gun.
If you, because you never know what's going to happen. This could happen to you.
So, hey, that's a good precedent. Maybe people will think twice before they rob an Uber guy.
Right.
Hey, don't you wish you could take your driver's license photo right now? With your hair the way it is?
It would be kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, here's a little story about a guy who has horns.
Wow.
He has goat horns.
Okay.
A man wins okay to wear goat horns in his driver's license photo.
He has them, are they implanted in his head?
Yeah,
or
I don't
he just
know.
Wears them on
Maybe
his
Maybe they're
head?
Real.
Let me see.
Look at this
What do you
cat.
Mean they're real?
Maybe he's really a goat. He's a real goat guy.
What the hell?
Right?
What? No. Okay, this has to be fake. Come on.
No, it's a real story, but I'm sure they're not real. Augusta, Maine, an ordained pagan priest, finally has gotten the okay to sport goat horns in his Maine driver's license photo. Maine resident Philon Moonsong said that unless he's sleeping or bathing, he always wears his goat horns, which serve as his spiritual antenna and helps him get cable. He's educate others about paganism, but Moonsong is questioning why he had to appeal his driver's license photo to the state after explaining his religious beliefs to the Bureau of Motor Vehicle staff, who that person says, boy, why did I take off today? Imagine some guy says, I want to wear my fucking horns.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Maine Motor Vehicle staff can hold license photos for review if they have a concern about religious headdress. Why not? Let the guy wear his fucking horns.
Yeah, if it makes him happy, who right? cares?
If that's what, if he's wearing them most of the time anyway.
Then you'll be able to identify him if he matches his picture.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be hard for cops.
You know what I mean? What, is he going to take him off and then they look at his license and be like, oh, no, it's not the guy.
Oh, it wasn't you.
It's not the guy we're looking for.
Sorry, the other guy had horns.
Yep. The other guy had removable horns.
A&E. Actually, I saw our good friend on Facebook. Ugh, I'm going to fuck her name up, but I'll come back. Marsha Warfield mentioned this. A&E set to debut KKK docuseries.
Really?
A little reality TV following maybe a KKK member.
Wow. That's right? Going to be one of the most interesting shows ever.
Right? I mean, there's people protesting this. I mean, if anything, it's if you would hope, if you really believe these people who they are, it's going to expose, you know, obviously more people to what it's about. You know, you're going to be able to see it.
What else could it be about but then being racist?
I know. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, what are we going to be? We're going to be exposed to some serious racism on that show.
But, you know, sometimes if you see it, like the first time you saw Exorcist, that's when you got scared about, if you saw the movie Exorcist, then you got a little scared of, you know, maybe being possessed.
Okay.
A highly anticipated new documentary series, which will take viewers through the daily lives and events of the Ku Klux Klan, as existing members, is set to debut early next month. Wow. Generation KKK will be broadcast on A&E.
That's what it's called.
Yep. Documentary series. New York Times reported on Sunday the series will cast a look at the high-ranking Klan members and their families and delve into the Klan operates today, recruits, and how they recruit youth and young people.
Wow.
Hey, come here, you lock daggers. How are they going to do it? Speaking of that, I saw a very funny video today. Somebody posted this white guy drunk, maybe in his late 50s, mouthing off to this guy. And you look at the brother, looks good. She's like, you know what I mean? Like,
as soon as I
you stupid. He goes and doesn't say anything. The guy's being cool. He's like, shit, I'll kick your ass. I'll marine you. And he's going at, and then drops the end bomb.
I knew it was going to happen from the moment I even saw the video. I said, I guarantee this was going
to happen.
It's
hilarious. You know, you're waiting for the guy to lose it. And there you go.
I was waiting for the guy to say that one word.
And then he got his ass whooped.
And I knew it. It was coming.
Nice.
Eventually.
Guy hit him with a nice right
he
cross.
He destroyed him. Speaking about getting destroyed in the fight, did you see the Bernard Hopkins fight?
No, I saw excerpts from it. Now, so Bernard Hopkins should not be in the ring.
He obviously is never getting back. He got sent out for his final, like he flew. Did you see it? He flew out.
He fell
out
through the ring.
And landed on his back and it was like sleeping. Yeah. What a send off.
There's never been a moment more identifying than, you know, maybe you should have quit earlier. Like, you know, leave the game while you're still ahead.
That definitely defined the end of his career. Like, it's over.
Was he going to come back?
There is no coming back from that.
I'm coming from the second row.
There's no coming back from that. He stayed out of the ring. And he had 20 seconds to get back in, by the way. And no.
Yeah, he was stumbling.
You get
bumbling.
A 20 count. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't get back in.
Would you watch that? You're going to think to watch that show? Check it out?
I would have to watch it.
Are you worried that if you watch it, you're going to become a KKK guy?
Hell no.
No? You know, because there are probably some people say, if people watch it, it's going to help, you know.
Hell, I think it's only going to open my eyes to how crazy it is. Like you said, I'm hoping that when they see themselves, maybe it'll fucking open their eyes.
Yeah,
that's,
sometimes,
that's
you know.
It's crazy, man.
It's like alcoholics. Every once in a while, you know. the stupid shit they do and have done. You know,
some I don't know. It takes an outsider's point of view to. I don't know. I think it'll be good for them if they watch it, unless they watch it.
Reciprocation's coming, by the way.
I like it. I like how I
hard
look.
Hard and heavy, son. Tech companies profit from ISIS alleged families of Orlando shooting victims in federal lawsuit. I don't know if you heard, but members of those who were killed in the Pulse nightclub are now trying to sue Twitter and Facebook.
For what?
For aiding and abetting, in a sense, but making it easier for the terrorist to do what he did.
What?
Mind you, there is a very very greedy lawyer that's sparking this aspect up. I can assure you that there's some lawyers in Florida that got a hold of some of these family members and say, hey, I got this idea. We're going to sue Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
And that's what,
so that's what you
basically
think
where that starts. Because then, you know, you're basically going to take the lives of these people and expose them to try to milk some, you know, some of the...
So what are they going to do? Try to, like, how did it make it easier? Is there an explanation?
Families are accusing the companies of providing support to the Islamic State, the terrorist organization that appeared to inspire the attack, although the gunman, Omar Mateen, did not appear to have official ties to the Islamic State. Also referred to as ISIS, the victim's families say the group's indirect influence over the gunman is at least partly attributable to its unfettered ability to recruit fighters on social media. So they're basically saying that this person was inspired through this, and we're suing that for that happening. Good luck with that. You'll never get that, you know.
We'll see what happens.
The suit is not the first to target tech companies over ISIS influence. A pair of separate court proceedings earlier this year, the families of people killed in the 2015 Paris attacks and an incident in Jordan accused Twitter of providing material support to the terrorist group. Hashtag, oh fuck. I always find stuff like this interesting to find out what ends up happening later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know. But I assure you, there's an attorney. That's, you know, several of them going, hey, I got this idea.
So is that what happens sometimes when you think there's attorneys that look to do that? Specifically, when something big happens, they say, how can I exploit this in a way that, you know what
I
mean?
Well, they won't say that in their mind, they'll say, how is something I can help a lot of people, you know, that look like victims?
But isn't that saying, how can I?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you know, they're doing it only to make 40-50% of whatever they get.
Yeah.
You know, it's deep pockets, you know. It's like an old, you know, old case study. Like if you got hit by a truck, right, and it was just some guy that has his father and son lawn service, you know, and you lose a leg.
Yeah.
But, you know, if a Walmart truck or UPS or FedEx hits you, yeah, you're going to be...
well, of course. There's some pretty deep pockets there. You're going to try to get something out of them.
So that's what attorneys look at that. Like, who can I sell? What kind of... How can we find them liable? How can we find them some sort of participate in this type of situation? So,
well, yeah, but I would imagine in that situation, even you as a person would want to lawyer up real quick if you got hit by a fucking UPS truck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The first thing you do is probably try to get a lawyer.
Yeah, unless you jumped off the curb and got hit by it on purpose because that's your retirement plan. Hey, I don't mind limping for the rest of my life. At least I don't have to worry about my 401k.
Some people do that. Yeah. Jump in front of cars all the time. I see videos on YouTube.
There's people that are, like in Florida especially, that they do purpose car accidents. They set up so that you can hit them.
Yeah.
And they have fake cases. It's all set up.
It's messed up.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
What up?
And we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I was recently in El Paso, Texas, and I found myself a new home away from home. That's right, the Courtyard Marriott Airport right there in El Paso. I was out working at the Comic Strip. Beautiful club, by the way. If you're ever in El Paso, you got to stop by. Great place. Beautiful hotel. Big room. Nice big TV. I got a room with a balcony. It was awesome. The place has a beautiful pool. They got a gym. I didn't use the gym, but it looked great. All the equipment looked magnificent. And, of course, they serve Starbucks coffee 24 hours a day right there on the premises. But if you're a real diehard Starbucks nut, there is one right around the corner. You could walk to it. I didn't walk to it. but they got a great big parking lot. You can park and drive a little bit. Anyway, the Courtyard Marriott Airport in El Paso, Texas. Go out there and great staff, meet them, say hi, tell them you heard it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm sure they'll fluff your pillow for you. The El Paso Courtyard Marriott Airport. Stop by and say hi.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world to make fun of it. Try to, at least.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Indiana community lifts 60-year-old ban on pinball. Couldn't come a day too late, right?
Say what?
You ever play pinball?
I love pinball.
Pinball's awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, pinball is something that, you know, I can get back into.
Pinball's fun. There's actually a pinball, like, museum here in Florida.
Here?
Yeah, pretty. I think it's in, like, West Palm Beach or something.
Can you play them, or you just got to look at them?
No, you can play them, and there's like 100 of them in this giant warehouse place.
Really?
I've seen people
They probably have the Evil Knievel one.
They probably have everything.
Yeah.
The Terminator one I used to play. What other one did I play?
I love that. You remember the noise that when you pop the game?
Adam's Family one.
When you break
it.
When you tilt it? Tilt everything shuts down, right?
Yeah.
But when you pop the game, when you reach a level, or you trip. I remember we used to do trip, like if the end of the thing would double or triple, you'd cop another game. Remember that noise? Like, you know. In Kokomo, Indiana, deaf and blind, it wasn't, but an Indiana community felt its 60-year-old ban on pinball was dumb. Surrounded by city officials at a local record shop on Tuesday, Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight signed an ordinance resting on pinball machine lifting the city's ban on the game, the Kokomo Tribune reported. He couldn't resist making a reference to The Who's 1969 hit Pinball Wizard. "This is pretty ironic. As we look back, I was reflecting that ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Southway up to Morgan Street. I think I played them all," Goodnight said. Think about all the people that lived in that fucking town that never got to experience pinball.
I know.
Because somebody thought it was the devil.
So sad.
All those bells and whistles and points.
So and
the flippers.
So now what? They're opening the ban on pinball?
Right. You know what they should do? They should go big now. They should bring pinball machines in everywhere, like you said. And you know, I think pinball can come back. I think that's a game that if people thought about it, maybe do a little modernization of the game, like
someone tried to do that.
Right.
And they've modernized it, and they actually pitched it on Shark Tank.
Right.
And
nobody wanted it. Yeah.
It was too costly to get the unit in. And but it was really nice. It was the future of pinball. It was really cool.
He's talking about Facebook videos. I think our good friend Perry Sack from the show forwarded this to me on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't know if he's caught this, but San Diego Chargers officials investigating viral video showing sexual act on field.
Well, shut up.
You didn't see this?
What?
All right. This kid. All right. It's going to happen here. Hopefully.
You have to watch this ad.
There's a kid, like, he's standing near the cheerleaders. Young guy. He's part of the security detail. He's got a state jacket on. He's got, like, you know, sweatpants on. It's thin kid. Right?
Okay.
It's gone. and he's sitting there, he's got his hand in his pocket, he's got his left arm on his wrist with his other hand, right hand's in his pocket.
Okay.
And he's fucking jerking off in his pants. He's got, you know, playing pocket pool.
Watching the cheerleaders.
He's just standing right in front of the cheerleaders and he's just like
Wow.
I'm like, dude, there's like 60,000 people around you, at least in your general proximity, maybe 25,000 people that could probably see you right now. And you don't think that, you know, that you throbbling around in your fucking pants for the last 10 minutes is not, you know, he hadn't found his change yet? Was he looking for chapstick?
Oh, my God. He's going to get so much trouble.
Dude, it says here that Elite Security has announced it has fired the security guard seen masturbating in a viral video at last weekend's Chargers versus the Raiders game.
Wow.
A short clip captured the cue during last weekend's Chargers Raiders game is going viral, but it's not the action on the gridiron that is creating this frenzy. And now there's an investigation. The viral clip shows a young field crew member wearing a red jacket and black trousers standing in the back of the end zone watching the Chargers cheerleaders, who are pretty fucking hot, perform a routine.
I know. I can't blame them.
The camera then zooms to capture what is being alleged by the fan who posted the video. Guard was openly masturbating right in front of us during the game while watching cheerleaders jump up and down. I can't believe this was allowed. Such a complete disregard for women's rights and public decency. Oh, by the way, I was jerking off too when it was happening.
That's why the camera worked so yeah, shaky.
Yeah, that's why. Thank God I had that shock absorber in my camera. That didn't, you know. Oh, look, here it is. Here it is. Look at this fucking guy go. Look at him go. See how he's got his left hand, like, on his right wrist? Look at the camera guy walking by. Look at fucking cheerleaders. Go! Oh go, Rams! Go!
Oh my God.
Go! Look at this guy. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, give me an O. Give me an O. Go, Gotti, go.
He is going to town.
I'm surprised the referee didn't hit him with a flag.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
He was going to town.
He's beating that thing like a fucking, you know, like a stray dog.
Wow. Wow. That guy's got some serious cojones.
People at the stadium say, we're obviously concerned and taking it seriously. Said Bill Stetson, Chargers Director of Security. What a name for a security guy, Stetson. We're looking into to determine exactly what happened, but we think he came.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking hilarious? I mean, listen, you're in front of how many people, and you don't think somebody's going to catch on to what the hell you're doing there?
But
this is a guy that, you know what I'm saying? He's probably, here's the thing, he's probably done it several times.
Absolutely.
Right.
Definitely.
Maybe it was the second time that game. That's why he was taking so much work. He's like, fuck, come on, one more. He was going.
Yeah, like he was around, he was about to get his nut up, and then says, like, Johnson, you got to come to the office. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, God damn it.
Fuck. So he had to, you know, walk all straight.
Yeah.
Put his hand. And then, you know.
Then he comes back. Let's try this again.
And then that's when, you know, the guys in the stand came back from getting their nachos.
Hey, that guy's at it again.
There he is. Look at him.
Look at him. He's looking for his keys.
Oh my God!
I mean, listen, I've had sex in public, you know, and things like that. There's times, but
that's unbelievable.
You know,
what a pervert!
Oh my God! Uber blames glitch for Philadelphia woman's $28,000, $639 charge. Imagine getting a bill on your Uber. For $28,639.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably just came like from around the block.
Yeah. Like me, I took Uber.
Could you imagine if you woke up and your bank account was empty?
Right. Like, let's say you're like negative $20,000.
Right.
Philadelphia, ride-hailing giant Uber is blaming a computer glitch for overcharging a handful of customers, including one Philadelphia woman whose bank blocked an attempt to charge her more than $28,000 for a ride.
Wow.
Thank God that, you know, that nowadays sophistication, they'll block it.
Right. That's a pretty big charge.
Yeah, I took an Uber to fucking London.
Right.
It says the woman first said that she got an email from Uber warning her that her financial information had been hacked. 6 days later, Uber sent another email texting her that was wrong and that Uber's engineering team was aware of the error and fixing it. These must be the same people that fixed the Volkswagen emission testing systems. Mm. San Francisco-based company says its engineers are working to ensure similar glitches don't happen again. And if you happen to find a $30,000 bill on Uber, call this number. Yeah. That'd be, freak. Yeah. Now you don't have to worry about that. Somebody's going to catch that.
Yeah, that would suck, though.
I'd be pissed.
If no one caught it.
Right.
Because then your definitely account would be.
And if you're like, imagine you got to answer your wife. Oh, what's fucking $28,000? You know?
Or what if you just, next day, you need that money?
Right. Right? You got to bail your best friend out of jail.
Yeah. And your bank account is blocked.
Hold on. I can't get it. I got it. My Uber charged me $28,000. Don't fucking lie to me, man. I only had one call. I called you. Well, this is going to be bad. Hey, speaking of lazy, you see in the house, we got like decorations up and shit.
Yeah.
Right? And God bless my wife. She spearheads us when it comes to the decorations around the house. But there's an actual funny photo here that's been circulating of this guy didn't want to be outdone, but his neighbors did a great job, decorating the house. Santa Claus on top of the chimney. The fucking sleigh in the front of the house with all the lit reindeer.
So hopefully I get to see it when I go outside.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about the house.
Oh.
And look at the lazy fucking neighbor next door. Just puts ditto. In Westland, Michigan, a suburban Detroit family is conceding that it can't match the neighbor's holiday display. That's funny. The Detroit News reports that Jamie Kelly used plywood and a few strings of white lights to form the word ditto. And an arrow pointing towards the home next door. 34-year-old says her family started doing its own light display, but realized that the creation couldn't compare. These are people that are not going to get far in life. They're easily dismayed. You know what I mean? I can't do it. Ugh, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
That's not good family skills. You know what I mean? They should have gone ahead and tried. And then let people say it sucked.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Mm.
But it's funny. I'd do something like that.
Yeah. Here's our final story, and I'm hoping I don't mean final in a bad way. There's certain signs of the apocalypse.
Really?
Like, you think that certain things are going to happen.
Okay.
An ancient vial of miracle blood failed to liquefy, and that's a bad omen for 2017. Look at all the liberals going, we told you Trump's the Antichrist.
Wait a minute. Say that again. A vial of ancient blood.
An ancient vial of miracle blood.
Okay.
Failed to liquefy.
Okay.
And that's a bad omen.
Okay.
One of the most famous reoccurring miracles, even if one not quite sanctioned by the Catholic Church, is a liquefaction of a dried blood of San Gennaro, or Saint Janarius, a bishop of Naples, martyred around 305 AD and the city's patron saint. Starting in 1389, the vial of San Gennaro's blood typically turns liquid three times a year. On the Saturday before the first Sunday of the May and blah, 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 September 19th, some other days like that, maybe Groundhog's Day, and the day Mount Vesuvius erupted in 1631, the blood liquefied. On September 19th, December 16th, in a local lore, the failure of the blood to liquefy signals war, famine, disease, and other disasters like Donald Trump presidency.
This sounds like mumbo jumbo. Like, this really exists? This people bring out this file? Like, when you said Groundhog Day, it was like, it sounds like something like that.
The relic failed to liquefy back in September of 1939 when World War II broke out.
Oh, wow.
During a cholera outbreak in Naples in 1973 and in 1980, the year of a deadly earthquake, Italy's La Stampa newspaper says, but Monsignor Vincenzo Di Gior Gregorio, the abbot of the chapel of the treasure of San Gennaro, took a philosophical view, quote, we must not think of disasters and calamities. No stress. He counseled according to everybody say, calm the fuck down. I don't know.
It just sounds like some crazy story that's made up.
I think you can't listen. You're Puerto Rican, so you have Roman Catholic. You were raised right, Roman Catholic.
I was baptized Catholic, and then I was born again Christian, and now I'm just like.
You're like a leaf in the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I go to church, but I still stick to my, you know what I mean? My moral code.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was on a plane and some guy went crazy, I would fucking push Richard Marx out of the way and say, look, I got this taken care of. Go fucking sing a song.
Yeah, and it would come back,
wherever you go.
That was really funny.
Whatever you do, I'll be trying to tie you up.
You'd probably just karate kick him.
Dude, I think I told this story before. When I was in high school,
yeah,
I worked at a restaurant, and these guys robbed this lady's purse, and me and my buddy chased the guys out through the fucking front of the wags and shit, and chased them and tackled them in the parking lot.
That's awesome.
Beat the shit out of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't do that nowadays.
Oh, I'll do it.
Dougie, you understand what I mean.
I think somebody's going to shoot you?
No, because then it's just more like back in the day, you can beat somebody up or get in a fight and it wouldn't be as crazy as it is now.
My wife had to talk me off the ledge of beating somebody up recently.
Just lawsuits and cameras and there's always...
Yeah.
You can get away with an ass kicking back in the 80s. There weren't cameras everywhere. You can beat somebody up and leave and nobody would know. Yeah,
how do you prove it? How do you know it was me?
That's what I'm saying. Nowadays, you can't fight anybody.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying be a lover, not a fighter.
I think it's more, socially productive these days to be a lover, not a fighter.
Well, you know, listen, I think it might be a good idea. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I got to go turn on all the Christmas lights.
Yes.
So we're festive.
Have fun.
But anyway, that's all we have this week. It's happy holidays, everybody. Christmas is around the corner. If you haven't done all your shopping, go on our page here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.podbean.com. Find the Amazon tab and click on it and shop away. Support the show. I've got all my shopping done. I can't wait. I can't wait to get what I'm supposed to get for my Secret Santa list. Because that's going to be in full use next year, my little portable recorder.
Oh, that's what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, I got the real nice one.
Nice.
Professional, so when I'm around,
on the road.
On the road, I can still do the show.
Yeah, man.
Right?
That's awesome, dude.
So that'll be fun. And so you guys enjoy the holidays. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram as well. How about you, Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic.
There you go. Don't forget, if you're in Naples, Fort Myers, I'll be at the Laughing Comedy Cafe in the showcase over there at Laughing on Wednesday, December 28th. So come out there and support me, and that'll be fun. More dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Plenty of stuff coming up in 2017. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will be back next week. John Levine will be back in the studio here. He's in town, along with Fatalia. And you guys will be back. We'll see if Peter's back next week.
Hopefully so,
it'll be
man.
After the holidays, so we can all talk about what we got. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you here next week at the same time, same place. Yeah.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And only
journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children.